Part of the budget repair bill lawmakers and the governor agreed to over the summer called for state agencies to temporarily cut or lapse $500 million. The public defender's share of that came out to around $2.3 million. But the public defender's budget director, Megan Christensen, says that by law, her agency has to represent poor people as long as they're below a certain income threshold, meaning there's really no way they can cut back.
Because we really can't control the inflow of our work. If the person qualifies for an attorney, they get one.
Christensen says when a full-time public defender isn't available to handle a case, her office has to hire it out to a private attorney. She says the trouble is that with the cuts the state's requiring, the money the public defender sets aside to pay private lawyers will dry up next April.
And if we appoint to private attorneys, they're entitled to be paid. Anyway, it doesn't make the cases go away.
Christensen says her office will either be forced to borrow against a much smaller pool of money that it gets from clients or delay payments to private attorneys. Christensen says the cut her office is coping with does not include the extra 2.5% lapse the governor recently called for to further patch up the budget. It also doesn't account for the more than $5 billion hole the governor says the state faces in its next 2-year budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.